This is your Voice of the Valley, 1490 AM KOVC, and another week checking in on Maple Valley Enderlin football. And joining us is head coach Nathan Hoots. And coach, another struggle for you guys. Unable to pick up the first win of the season, 36-6. You suffer a loss against Kindred at home. Again, another powerful running team, and the challenge for you guys is to step up against those running teams.
Yeah, it's no slouch again this coming week with Hillsborough. They'll present a unique challenge to us as the first team that we've faced that runs the triple option, but we're hoping our guys will step up to the challenge.
Primarily, the opponents you've seen this season have been teams that are very run-heavy, very run-first. You have a young group of guys moving into new positions, and obviously you want to be winning games, but you want to see that improvement. Do you feel that in some areas you're seeing that, and what are guys' response to how you've started this year?
Yeah, we've had several freshmen and sophomores step up and play big roles for us in the first couple of games with some injury concerns that we've had, and just simply a lack of depth. So, but Cedreus Alcox and John Gill came in and played big roles for us as freshmen playing on the defensive line, especially at the end of last week. It was really fun to see them come out and get some good things done against a quality football team in Kindred. And Ty Combs played well again for us before he went down with an injury late in the game. So, you know, seeing young guys do well in games against high-quality opponents is fun to see.
And something I'm sure makes you happy as a coach, you guys are getting tackles for losses, you guys are getting sacks, you're forcing turnovers. You're getting those moments where you're really making their offense feel the pressure.
Yeah, you know, a lot of our young guys are getting good pressure on the quarterback. They don't quite know how to finish yet. Cedreus had a sack, and John had a half a sack he split with Colton Wetch, and you know what? They had a couple more pressures. They could have almost got him. It's just a matter of, you know, getting that experience and continuing to get the reps in practice every single day, and then hopefully soon, if it's not this year, then next year, they'll be able to finish those off and create big plays for us.
Offensively, you know, the last couple of years, you've been fortunate to have some big offensive weapons. Now the workload has been stretched among several other players. How do you feel about the way that the offensive production is developing, especially with guys who are in new positions, who are taking new roles?
Well, you know, I think I'm happy thus far with what we've done. I really like how we have a balanced passing attack. I'd really like to get the run game going here once this year. That would be excellent. We haven't been able to do that very successfully. But, you know, the number of guys that catch passes for us is astounding. You know, we've had four or more guys pretty much in every single game that have caught a ball, with Carson Holvelson kind of leading the way for us. He had 12 a couple weeks ago, and he had four big catches for us last week to keep the chains moving. He's really a great route runner for us, and he does the little things well. He doesn't have elite speed or elite athleticism, but he's got really good hands, and he runs excellent routes. So it's good to see him get rewarded for working hard in practice in the offseason. And Chance continues to throw the ball well for us. He makes a couple decisions a game that make me scratch my head, but you know, it's his first year playing quarterback, so that's going to happen. But every time that he makes me scratch my head, he then wows me with his arm talent that he has, a play or two later. So we take the good with the bad with him because we know how talented he is and how inexperienced he is as well.
You guys have played two games at Enderlin. You're done with that part of the schedule. Your home games will now be at Maple Valley. Does that present maybe a unique challenge that you split your home site, and maybe the Enderlin kids feel differently that their home schedule is almost done? Is that a unique feeling for your team?
We do our best to just, it's Falcon football. We do the best to not worry about who the Enderlin kids are and who the Maple Valley kids are. I don't care where they're from. They're going to get, the playing time is not going to be shifted whatsoever in that direction. But, our guys do, there was a little bit of emotion, for the older guys playing their last game, in Enderlin, if they're an Enderlin guy, and maybe they'll get that feeling when we play in Buffalo for the last time. But, they do a good job. We call it a home game because we're wearing the black, and that, the opposing team has to travel. So we try not to look at it in any way, shape, or form that we're two separate communities, that we're one team and one program.
Talking with Nathan Hoots, head coach of Maple Valley Enderlin football, as they get set to play their next matchup against Hillsborough Central Valley. The Burrows, always a tough team. What's maybe a little bit of your scouting report on this team?
They do not have a weakness, especially on the defensive side of the ball. I watched over and over again trying to find something, and every single one of their guys are fundamentally sound. They fly around. They don't miss tackles. And if a guy runs wide open one time early in the game, guarantee that guy never makes a mistake again in that game because they are coached so incredibly well. And on offense, they run the triple option so well. They do a tremendous job of getting their linemen to the second line of defense. They get to our line, to their opposing team's linebackers in a hurry, and their quarterback does a tremendous job of running the option. He makes great decisions constantly, and between the quarterback and the running back, they're both tremendous athletes. They can make guys miss in the open field with ease. So we're going to have our work cut out for us stopping their option.
How do you prepare for a team that runs the option with the size of your team, but also the mental side of that, where one coach described it to me as you play through that uncomfortable period because you're waiting for something to happen. What are the challenges as a coach do you face to prepare a team to handle that?
We just preach assignment football. Give them one job, based on what formation they show. You have one job. You got the quarterback. You got the dive man. You got the pitch man. And we've repped it over and over and over this week. And it's just, don't try to be a hero. Do your job. Rely on the other 10 guys to do their job, and then we can create a little bit of havoc. But the moment that a defensive end tries to do something that he's not supposed to, that's when they break it for a 60-yard touchdown or get a big first down. So it's just assignment football. Know your job, do your job, and rely on the other guys on the field to do their job.
Coach Nathan Hoots from Maple Valley Endra, and they'll play Hillsborough Central Valley coming up this Friday night. Coach, thanks as always. Good luck against the Burrows.
Thank you very much.